If you look at the streaming numbers, the 90s dancehall is still streaming better than the current dancehall. So it's not me knocking the new generation of it, because I collaborate with a lot of these new guys, and I like a lot of them. And I think what they're doing, they are the future. But I need to let them understand what the marketplace is, because what seemed to happen sometime is that they live in a bubble.
Mm.
And so for instance, and we all could get into that bubble. Like, for instance, you'll make a certain amount of money out of dancehall doing local club, and you collect a little 25K here, and you know, you buy some cars and whatnot. And I might be on some other level because I sold Diamond and I'm doing, but then I went with Sting and I seen that there's another level. People do make this, you know what I mean? And so that opened my eyes to a whole this.
Right.
So now I'm at this age and I learned this late. I'm like, damn, if I'd known this earlier.
But glad me I hear it early.
Dudes.
There's people in Jamaica who is not even on my level who feel like they're the biggest thing, and them just have this ego and feel like, oh, my song is hot in Jamaica. So they don't get the level of where our music really can go.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of hurting our culture. The reggae charts, or even go down there the other day when I went on the charts, Shaggy up there with It Wasn't Me and Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
So even at one point when I was doing Friends, I was like, wait, so nobody no really move Bob Marley after all these years.
Right. That's part of the argument I'm saying if I'm 53 and been doing this for so long and I'm still the hottest guy in this, something's wrong.
Yeah.
I should not be the hottest guy.
Something is majorly wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they need to step that game up.